like to bounce back after not getting any points last weekend and getting a win?
It feels really good. It feels really good to bounce back. I think anytime you encounter adversity and, you know, we knew what we need to fix, just like I told you guys last week. We went and looked at the film and fixed it, and I think we're better today. You know, obviously I like touchdowns, but I love winning. So either way, I think the defense played incredible today. You know, they got a great quarterback and a great offense, and they're a really good team. And, you know, I think that our defense did an incredible job of putting us in a position to win. And, you know, we managed to put enough points on the board to do it. Wasn't pretty, but doesn't matter how. It matters how many at the end.
What's the anecdote of getting touchdowns?
Say what?
Getting touchdowns. What's the situation? How do you come about getting touchdowns? What's preventing that?
Yeah, no, I want touchdowns. And we got down there. You know, I think we had a penalty, maybe a negative run, just negative plays in the red zone, you know, is not good. And, you know, when we get down there, yards are precious in the red zone. And then just executing. We had a chance on that third down to Kenny. I underthrew him. You know, I think we had a good play on and, you know, just missed. You know, some of those other ones, just converting third downs and just staying in positive in the red zone. We got down close to field goal range, I think, a couple of times. Obviously helped with the field position battle. But if you're going to be successful in this league, there's a lot of really good offenses. You have to score points.
With the win, how do you build on this momentum going forward?
You know, I think we keep doing what we're doing. I think we've got to forget about this one. We got 24-hour rule. Enjoy it tonight. And, you know, for me, I always use that long shower you're talking about. I wash everything off. The showers here are extremely hot, and, you know, I took a nice long shower, and I'm going to get ready for this coming week. So that's my motto. You know, the same thing as last week. You know, forget about it, move on, because it's a long season, and every week there's another opponent that is really, really good. Every week there's an opponent really, really good, and there's no – you know, honestly, no time to breathe or let your guard down. You have to keep pushing on in this league.
You said after last week that you were overthinking too much and seeing things that weren't there. How did it go today?
I think it was better. You know, there's obviously plays I'd like back. You know, my guys made a lot of really good plays for me down the field. And offensive line did a great job. I don't think I was touched in the first half. So, you got to give those guys credit for being ready to play. So, you know, I think just trusting it, just trusting, you know, the offense and the play and trusting my guys, trusting my protection. I think, you know, I think we did a good job of that this week. And I think we can continue to, you know, get better on that as we move forward.
Case, you and Kenny seem to have really nice chemistry. You guys make continually explosive plays. What leads to that? Why are you guys successful?
You know, I knew all week Kenny was going to play really well. He was hungry this week. I mean, Kenny Britt came to work, and I knew that that he was going to have a special game. So, you know, he had some really big catches there. You know, even battling through, you know, the drop on third down there, which I, you know, immediately, you know, told him I'm coming to you again. So, I love throwing him the ball. I think all those guys have done a great job, and we're going to continue to grow and create chemistry.
Hey, that final drive where you guys, you know,
It was good. It was good. I thought the crowd was good. It was loud. You know, there was still one or two times where we're on offense where, you know, this does not mean chug your beer and yell louder or start the wave. It means maybe watch and then hopefully cheer after a touchdown. So, no, but I loved it. The fans, it was awesome. I mean, that was really, really cool. I made sure before I went out in the tunnel, and as I'm running out, just to look around and just to savor that moment and remember. I'm going to write stuff down because I want to remember that forever. And it was cool. It was really cool. It may not have been the prettiest game, but it was a lot of fun.
Uniform when you had Slater out there, Youngblood, the guys that wore that. What about coming out and seeing the crowd wearing those throwbacks? Talk about being in that atmosphere.
I love the throwbacks. I mean, I really do. Everybody in the locker room loves the throwbacks. Something about that blue and the yellow that go together. And it was cool. And it was cool to see just, I mean, you kept looking up at the scoreboard and there'd be somebody else at the game that you knew and, you know, were there and a part of it. So I think a lot of people will remember this day. And, you know, I'll look back one day to think about how cool it is. But, you know, I think it was good to get a win.
What's it going to take for you guys to get Todd Gurley going, and how key is that
going to
be for you guys to put
him over the fence? I mean, Todd's going to get going. I mean, it's Todd, you know, and I think just continuing to, you know, just continue to operate how we are. I think, you know, I think the passing game and the running game, I think, are going to complement each other. I think we're doing a good job of marrying, you know, some of those plays, and you know, I'm excited to see, you know, to see him continue to go, because I know he's hungry, and I thought he played well today, and you know, we're gonna rely on him a lot moving forward.
Similar kind of question for Tavon. You know, we had the one play down the field, but generally speaking, it was hard to find him space. What needs to change to allow him to be able to operate more effectively?
You know, I think there was maybe the one down the field I overthrew, but one little slant that I'm pretty sure he might still be running if I don't overthrow that one too. So, you know, he's a guy that's explosive, and you want the ball in his hands, you know, at any point. And, you know, anytime we can find him some little bit of space, he doesn't need much, he can get going. So coaches do a good job of preparing us, and I think they'll do a good job getting the ball in his hands.
Those things open up now. He needs sort of the rest of the offense to function a little bit better to get the space that he needs.
No, I mean, he does a good job making space for himself. You know, he's extremely, extremely talented and fast, and I love throwing to fast guys. And, you know, I think all parts of offenses need each other to help, you know, if one area is faltering, you know, another area needs to help pick it up. So, I don't know if that answered your question, but cool.
The fact that you were able to get Todd going a little bit of time, did that make you more confident to throw some of those play actions and stuff like that?
Yeah, even if you know, you could say whatever, you know, about the run game or Todd. I mean, he's respected, and people respect him running the football. And so anytime you stick the ball out there and have him fake, and he does a great job of that stuff and with protections, you know, you could say he's the reason that, you know, a lot of those passes downfield are working.